Hello, I'm joined here by Mr. Stan Vanacker, a Belgian quizzer, and I think I can safely say we've been blown away by how vibrant and how busy and how keen all the Belgian quiz people are. And I asked Stan to maybe give us a few words. He'd tell us all about Belgian quizzing and how exciting it is. So Stan, welcome.
Thank you.
And
Hi.
I was blown away by, for start, how many Belgians are here taking part. Something around 40-odd people, 50 people?
I think it's something like that, yeah. I didn't count them, but I think it's about 50 Belgian competitors,
yes,
on this European Championship, yes.
And would they, I understand there's quite a vibrant quiz league in Belgium.
Yes, there is, yeah. But there's also a kind of ranking, Belgian or better Flemish ranking existing of best quizzing teams in the country.
Yes, and how many teams are on that list?
Oh, I think there are about 500 teams on that list.
The 500 team league,
yeah,
or ladder, exactly. Ranking ladder, we'll,
yeah,
say. And those teams, like, how are they formed? Do you form a team with your friends when you're young and you stick with them, or do you move and change? Or
It can change, actually. Some teams will last for many years. Mm. Other teams won't last so long, so they stop existing after maybe one or two years. But in general, when the cohesion between your colleagues or your friends is very high, such a team can exist for many, many years.
And how many events would you take part in during the year in your team?
Oh. Each year, when it's possible, we try to play each weekend.
Weekend.
And when it's possible, we try to play on Saturday and on Friday evening. Yeah.
Wow.
So but it isn't always possible, of course, and sometimes we have other things to do, other activities. Mm. So it isn't always possible, and it isn't always necessary. Sometimes you want to do other things as well, being with your family or being with your friends,
sure,
and things like that, of course.
And will you get ranking points on in all these quizzes you take part in on a Friday and Saturday night?
Yes, there is a quite complicated system, and the system is based on the level of difficulty of the quiz. So, the level of how can I say that? When there are many good ranked teams,
your opposition
on the quiz, yeah, then the ranking number of your quiz will be higher. And when you have a good position on that quiz, it counts for more points in the ranking.
Yes, sure,
so,
yes,
yeah, and that's how the system goes. But it's quite complicated. You have to study mathematics for all that. Yeah.
And can anyone host one of these ranking quizzes, or can any quiz you would attend feature as a ranking quiz, provided you just submit scores to some?
Yeah.
To bother.
Yeah. The man organizing European Championships, not on his own, but
Chris LeMahieu?
No, not Chris LeMahieu, but Steven de Keuster.
Okay.
Yes. That person is very important for the information and the scores of each quiz. So. Mm. You can submit the results of each quiz to him, and he
compiles it or whatever.
Compiles it.
And would you also have to submit? Would the person hosting the quiz have to submit what teams were there and what rank they all had?
Sorry. So
In terms of you're saying, the higher quality opposition you have, the higher ranking they have, the more points you would get. Is that the host of the quiz would submit this, or would you submit it and you say, I came third in this quiz, and these people were there?
In fact, anyone can do it. So, and of course, when more people do it, yeah. There's only one result necessary, but the result should be true, of course.
And the teams and the people who are here taking part in the European, are they all the highly ranked people in the Belgian Quiz League?
Many of them, but not all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. But many of them. I know some people playing not that much, but they try to be present on each European championship.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, that's.
In fact, I would like to play more difficult quizzes with my team, but it isn't always easy. Some people feel a little bit, uncomfortable with it.
Anxious, maybe.
Anxious, yeah.
Yes.
There might be a lack of self-confidence, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Stan, for talking to me today.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.